Sponsors and supporters of the station you're listening to, they happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, but please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line Lindsey Williams, who's been with us many times in the past, and we have interviews with him in our four tapes out on oil and the oil scam that has been artificially created, the shortage of electricity, the shortage of oil and natural gas to drive up the prices of energy to lower our living standards. But that's going to be nothing compared with what lies ahead. Because if you look out across America today, and you begin to realize, of course, that we have a totally fraudulent monetary system that should have been allowed to collapse some years ago to have gotten back to a solid level so we could begin to build again, and instead of that, they've been keeping it artificially going for 26 years. And today, of course, countries throughout the world are beginning to turn away from the American dollar. We are in the process of alienating 1.25 billion Muslims because of our coming war with Iran and because of our coming war with Syria and perhaps some of the other countries in the Middle East. But those people are going to turn away from dealing with America. And if you think that we can attack Iran and just kill a few thousand people and then go home and say, well, forget it, nothing serious happened, we were just trying to take care of your nuclear facilities because we were afraid that you might develop nuclear weapons, when, of course, Pakistan to the south has nuclear weapons, China to the east has nuclear weapons, Russia to the north has nuclear weapons, but you can't have any nuclear weapons. If you think we can kill a couple of thousand Muslims without having them retaliate against us, I think you're incredibly naive. And I don't believe that our leaders in Washington are naive at all. I think they know what's going to happen. They just don't want the American people to know what happened. So I think that we are on the verge of terrible things happening to our financial system, and Lindsey's been doing some work on that. So, Lindsey, let's get your thoughts on what's going on.
Dr. Stand, thank you so much for allowing me to be on your show today at a time which I would like to call this an emergency update. And you stated it so well. We are alienating all of these Muslims, and right now we are on the verge of one of the most disastrous situations that the United States of America has ever known.
Lindsey, are you on a speakerphone or something?
No, I am not.
Okay, go right ahead then, because it sounds like you're a portable or a cell phone or something. Go ahead.
Oil is the standard currency of the world, and as a result of what's happening right now with the oil-producing countries, the American dollar is on the verge of the possibility of collapse. And that's the reason I would like to call this an emergency update. Let me try to explain. The following countries within the past 60 days have basically jumped ship and said, we don't like the American dollar. We don't trust your national debt. Here we have Iran, which is 5% of the world's oil supply.
Go right ahead.
We'll get the other nations here when we come back on.
All right, no, go ahead, and I'll tell you when to go.
Okay, 5% of the world's oil supply is Iran, and Iran says, please put this date down, folks, March the 20th, Iran says, we will have our own bank. We will no longer use the American dollar for trade of oil. Here are all of these millions of American dollars floating around the world, and folks don't want them. We are on the verge of some disastrous situations.
And, of course, it's not only Iran that, of course, turning away from the American dollar, but Norway, in my understanding, is going to stop using primarily American dollars, as well as many of the other oil-producing countries. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Our guest today is Lindsey Williams, and I've asked him to come on with us to talk about what is happening financially, because I think we are in the worst financial strait that this country has really been in, even far worse than the time of the Great Depression, after falling between 1929, about 1937 and 1938. Now, what is really happening is we have a fiat money system, and, you know, somebody asked the other day, what's the difference between monopoly money and fiat money? the fiat money that we use. Well, monopoly money is paper money you use when you play a game. Fiat money is what our government issues and prints and turns out as much as they want to, and of course is able then to keep the economy booming. But the difference between monopoly money and fiat money is that when you play monopoly, there's only a certain amount of money on the board. When you have a fiat money system, the government can print as much as it wants to. And every time they print a dollar, they decrease just a little bit the value of the money you have. Today, there's well over $10.3 trillion in M3, which, incidentally, the government is not going to be printing anymore, but that's the last figure. They have $10.3 trillion out there, and you know what's behind it? Well, there may be, about $11 billion worth of gold valued at $40 an ounce. We really don't know because nobody is ever allowed to examine the gold. But what we have is the confidence in the integrity and the morality of the American leaders. And I will tell you that people throughout the world are saying, can we really trust the America's leaders when time and again they've lied to the American people? So, really, when you have a currency, it has to be backed by faith. And I think the other countries of the world are losing faith, not only the integrities of our leaders, but the ability of America to continue spending far more than it is taking in, the massive international debt or foreign debt, trade deficit, and we'll pick up the story there, Lindsay.
Well, Dr. Stan, so that the listening audience will understand why I have the credibility in order to be able to make some of the statements that I'm going to make this afternoon, allow me to go back just briefly and say I had executive status with the 9 major oil companies that built the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. During those days, for 3 years' time, I actually sat on the board meetings with the people that most people only read about in books, the ones that the average author would have given most anything to have rubbed shoulders with. And most authors research other people's books in order to write a book about these people. But by the providence of God, I actually sat on their board meetings and listened to what they had to say for a 3-year period.
Oh, that thought right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Lindsay Williams, and he was just saying that he had the opportunity to sit in at the board meetings of the various oil companies that built the Alaska pipeline and pick up the story there, Lindsay.
So, Doctor, as a result, I heard some things back in those days that startled me. All of this began really back in the 60s when they chose crude oil as a method of controlling the world. And I heard them talk about these things. And then I heard them talk about the standard currency of the world, which is crude oil. Now, if the standard currency of the world is crude oil, and now certain nations are saying we aren't going to use the dollar any longer, the American dollar, as a method of sale of oil, then where does this put America? So let me list the nations who have said within the past 60 days, we don't want the American dollar anymore because we don't trust it. Iran has said, now they're 5% of the world's oil supply, and Iran says on March the 20th, we will no longer use the American dollar for the sale of oil. I think this is very significant.
I do too, Lindsay. And I'm going to ask you to hang up. We're going to call you right back. We've just got like an echo on our line. So if you'll just hang up, the girls will call you right back. And of course, we'll sort of discuss that while you're gone. And of course, right now, we want to point out the importance of what Iran is doing. Iran is doing everything they can to incite an American attack on their country because the leader of Iran, a man named Ahmadinejad, he basically belongs to a Sikh or is associated with a secret Iranian sect, a sect which really believes that they can bring back the Iman, the Mahdi, the ruler who they've all been waiting for to come back to rule the world and bring it all under Sharia law. And they believe that the only way to do that is chaos. So they're doing everything they can to incite an attack on their country. It doesn't make sense, but we're not dealing with people who think logically. We're dealing with people who are religious fanatics, and they honestly believe, and there's a belief within the Shia religion, that the 12th Imam disappeared in the 9th century when he was 12 years old, but they're going to be able to bring him back, but only by promoting chaos. So what are the things that they're going to do that? They're making a lot of ridiculous statements, going ahead and developing nuclear weapons. And now, of course, poking a stick at a rattlesnake, they are suggesting that they are no longer going to honor the American dollar, and they are going to sell oil exclusively in euros. Now, at one time, the dollar was as good as gold, and that was the basis of the American dollar. And then after we went off the gold closed the gold window, then what was the dollar to be as good at? The dollar was as good as oil. And if you wanted to buy oil anywhere in the world, you had to have American dollars. And so, you know, as long as the oil could only be produced with dollars, people wanted to have dollars. What happens when you no longer need dollars to buy oil? You can buy them with some other currency. Pick up the story there, Lindsay.
Well, Doctor, you're exactly right. And whenever they said we're no longer going to use the dollar as the method of sale of oil, now look at the nations just within the past 60 days who've said we will not use the dollar anymore. First of all, there is Iran, 5% of the world's oil supply, third largest oil field in the world. And Iran says they've even set a date, March the 20th, we will have our bourse, our exchange set up, ready to market oil and using other currencies beside the American dollar. And as a result, what's going to happen? The American dollar is not needed for all of these millions of barrels of oil that are floating around. Now, Doctor, I think it is very significant that also on March the 23rd, only 3 days away from the day that Iran says we'll not use the dollar for the sale of oil anymore, March the 23rd, the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve will cease to publish the M3 monetary aggregate. I mean, now, this is very significant. They don't want the American people to know how much trouble the dollar's in.
And I think, of course, what they mean is that they're probably going to have to keep inflating the dollar and destroying its value. And as they do that, as they print more dollars, they destroy the value of your CDs, of your life savings, of your pension plan, of your bank deposits, anything you have that is moderated in money or tied to money is progressively destroyed. That's why they stopped printing the M3. In fact, recently at a congressional hearing, when Mr. Bernanke, who is the new head of the Fed, talked about why they were going to stop printing the M3, and he says it's too expensive. And one of the congressmen said, expensive? You can print money out of nothing. What do you mean it's too expensive? You can print all the money you want to. What's the real reason? Of course, Bernanke doesn't want to let the American people know that they're going to destroy the value of our currency. So pick up the story.
Then, Doctor, there comes Venezuela. Oh, my goodness. Fifth largest oil exporter in the world. 6% of the oil supply of the United States of America. Mr. Chavez, who has been criticized so much by our president. And Venezuela comes along and says, we aren't going to use the American dollar anymore either. Now, Citgo is the company in America that is Venezuelan oil. And Matt Simmons, who is one of the leading oil analysts of this country, stated just the other day, he said, if Citgo decides to shut down their oil supply for the United States of America, they could cripple this country within 90 days. Now, listen to what Mr. Chavez had to say the other day, the head of Venezuela. He said this in a speech that he gave last week. The imperialistic, genocidal, fascist attitude of the U.S. president has no limits. I think Hitler would be like a suckling baby next to George Bush. I mean, this man is so livid. He says, no more American dollars. We will set up our own bank. We will denominate in other currencies. Then, look again, Syria. Now, Syria is not an oil country, but Syria says, we don't want any more American dollars either. We don't trust your dollar. Your national debt is too great. We don't want to hold it anymore. The next nation, Nigeria. Oh, I know rebels attacked, drove Shell Oil Company out. 2.8% of the world's oil supply, 2.6 million barrels a day. In Nigeria, when they come back out of the problems that they're having right now, they don't intend to use the American dollar anymore either. And then, of all places, I can't believe what I saw just last week, Norway, of all places, they're not saying they won't use the dollar anymore, and they won't join the euro, but Norway says, And by the way, Norway supplies all of the Scandinavian countries with oil. It's the world's third largest oil exporter. 7% of the oil produced. And here Norway says, we are considering the possibility that your national debt is more than what we want to handle that many dollars for anymore. Then, now look at all of these within the past 60 days. And when these countries don't use the dollar, who's going to want it? And if there's no one to buy our national debt, what happens to the dollar? It collapses. And we are on the verge of the possibility of a collapse of the American dollar. And the United Arab Emirates comes along and says, Dubai, of course, and says, you don't give us our ports, we want to manage the ports of America. And if you don't give us the deal, we may possibly not consider using the dollar anymore. Isn't it amazing that the United Arab Emirates owns Grand Central Station in New York? That's correct. They bought it on November the 10th. And they own 10 office buildings in New York City. Why? They're saying, we want hard assets. We don't trust your currency anymore. And watch out now. Oh, one that we... You look on your products. Go to Walmart. Look on anything there. What do you see? Made in China. China increased its gold purchases by 140% this year. And citizens in China now can buy gold using American dollars. Why? China wants to get out of the dollar. I mean, gradually, little by little, they're moving out of the dollar into other currencies because they don't trust our currency anymore either. Now, when all of these nations say, we don't trust your dollar, your national debt's too great, we're no longer going to have to use the dollar as the standard currency for the trading of oil, what's going to happen to the dollar when all of these billions of dollars are floating around out there and folks don't want them? Go to Walmart, someone said the other day, give me an example. Go to Walmart, pay three times the price of what you're paying right now. Look at the gas pump and pay $6 a gallon for the gallon of gasoline because the world doesn't want the dollar anymore. We are on the verge of some of the most catastrophic events. There was one thing. When I sat in the board meetings of the top oil company officials of the world, the men who basically control the world, and for 3 years' time, when I sat with them in their board meetings, ate across the dinner table from them, lived in the same dorms with them at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, there was one thing I learned. I learned to listen to their buzzwords. That's correct. They tell us everything they're going to do. It's just a matter that the average American doesn't know how to understand what they're saying. And that's the reason I wrote my book, Syndrome of Control, was in order to explain the mindset of the people who control the world. And by the way, have a pencil and paper handy, because later in the program, I would like to give you a copy of my book, Syndrome of Control, so that you can understand the thought patterns and the mindset of the people who are controlling you. But there was one thing I learned back in those days. Listen to their buzzwords. Here they were. The buzzwords were in the Washington Times only about 2 weeks ago. And the buzzwords were, it came out of Geneva, Switzerland, and here they were. The price of crude oil could reach $131 a barrel. Now, why did they say 131? Why didn't they say 130? Why didn't they say 120 or 100? Why did they say 131? Because that's exactly where they intend to take it to. And the buzzwords will tell us they intend to do. Now, what does that denominate to at the gas pump? That denominates to $6 a gallon at the gas pump.
And ladies and gentlemen,
mark my words, it'll happen.
And ladies and gentlemen, remember that there really are people who want to impoverish the public, impoverish our nation, and they're doing a pretty good job of it, don't you think? Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and Chris, when I talk about the fact that there are people who want to impoverish our nation, most people, their eyes glass over it. They couldn't believe anything like that, and yet, if you read the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, and you can get that at any library put out by the Cambridge University Press, but we've summarized that in our Sustainable Development Syllabus, and they openly say there that the only way we can have as many people on the earth as we do would be to lower living standards than that of the Eastern European. they didn't use the word peasant, but this is what they mean, very low living standards. And how do you do that? Why, here in America, of course, you ship our jobs overseas, you ship our factories overseas, and you raise prices so high that you lower our living standards. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know what they're doing until it happens, and then I bet you they're going to blame that wicked Osama bin Laden, who's living over there in the cave with all of his dialysis equipment. And if you really believe that, of course, you believe almost anything. So pick up the story, Lindsay.
Well, Doctor, Iran has said, okay, go ahead. You want to place sanctions on me? America, you want to invade me? All right, go ahead if you'd like. So, within the past week's time, within the past 7 days, representatives from both the Soviet Union and China have signed agreements with Iran saying if America invades you or if sanctions are placed on you by the United Nations, we will come to your rescue. And what is Iran going to do? They have already stationed anti-ship missiles that were made in China along the Gulf of Hormuz, and they say, we will shut it. Do you realize that means shutting down over 70% of the oil supply of the world on any given day? And Iran says the missiles are already there. You place any sanctions on us whatsoever, or America, you invade us, in turn, I will shut down 70% of the oil supply of the world. Our president is between a rock and a hard place. I mean, this man, I don't know how he sleeps at night, knowing that Iran has their own bank inviting other nations now to use other currencies beside the American dollar in order to sell their oil. And Venezuela, Syria, Nigeria, possibly Norway, United Arab Emirates, with all of these nations jumping out of the saddle within the past 2 months' time, what's going to happen? Folks, the food on your dinner table, the groceries at the grocery store, the hardware at the hardware store, we are on the verge of the most catastrophic events that you could ever imagine. And Dr. Stan has been trying to tell you about this for years. He's been publishing in his newspaper, as long as I've been getting his newsletter, that these things were going to happen. We finally have come down to the point that we are facing them right now, today. And as a result, is the reason I called what I'm doing with Dr. Stan today, the privilege of being on this program, is an emergency update, because if there is ever a time that you need to make preparations for your household and do something about what's taking place in the world, it's right now. Listen to Dr. Stan every day, day after day. He's telling you the truth, and the birds have come home to roost, so to speak, and we are on the verge of this very thing right now.
And I think really what's so very important for our listeners to realize is that Iran is not a second-rate nation. They do have a very reliable missiles, and if we attack them, why, our entire Navy could very well be in danger. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Lindsay Williams. We're talking about a number of things. One of the things Lindsay has said is that the price of oil could go up to $6 a gallon. Think of the impact that would have on our society. Think of the impact it would have on trucking, on air travel in this country. And so many of the products that we use are totally dependent upon petrochemicals. So there is going to be a real problem. I believe that the price of oil is going to continue going up. I think it's going up intentionally, because I believe there are people who intentionally want to impoverish the American people. And if you read our publications on a regular basis, you'll begin to understand that there are other forces at work that most people are totally unaware of. There really are secret societies. They're working at the highest levels of our government. If you've not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And we give the references to where you can read their publications and find out what they are planning. But you're never going to read about it in your local newspapers or hear about it on most radio stations, because most of these are tied in one way or another to what I call the occult hierarchy. So go ahead, Lindsay.
Our government has been saying, Iran, you've got to stop your nuclear development. Oh, what? I can't believe what I'm hearing. Yet our president last week went to India and offered them nuclear, signed an agreement to give India nuclear, yet they say Iran, who has no nuclear, let me read you the words, White House staff members who are trying to prevent Iran from developing its own nuclear energy capacity and who refuse to take military action against Iran off the table have conveniently forgotten that the United States was the midwife of the Iranian nuclear program 30 years ago. Every aspect of Iran's current nuclear development was approved and encouraged by Washington in the 70s. President Gerald Ford offered Iran a full nuclear cycle in 1976. Moreover, the only Iranian reactor currently about to become operative, the reactor at Burrshire, was started before the Iranian Revolution with the U.S. and with their approval, and cannot produce weapon-grade plutonium for some period of time. Weapons of mass destruction. Have you ever heard this before? This is the identical same scenario all over again. Saddam said, I will not take the American dollar in exchange for the sale of oil. He had to be destroyed. Iran now says, March the 20th, I will stop using the American dollar as the sale of oil from the third largest oil field in the world. And as a result, the United States says, we're going to get you. We've got to stop your nuclear. United Nations, you must investigate Iran. The real truth of the matter is, it's not nuclear that's bothering the United States of America as far as Iran's concerned. The real concern is, they are going to quit using the American dollar as the standard of the exchange of oil for the third largest oil field in the world, and the American dollar could collapse if the rest of the world begins to one by one forsake the American dollar and accept the Iranian bourse or the exchange and use other currencies. It could collapse the dollar. President Bush, Vice President Cheney knows it, and the real reason for the problem they're giving Iran is not nuclear. The real reason is the American dollar on March the 20th, and we are only a matter of 11 days away, and Iran will have their own bank and not use the American dollar for exchange and the sale of oil. We are on the verge of the most catastrophic events with the American dollar ever imaginable. Now, as a result, on yesterday, I could not believe what I was seeing. This was given off the wires just on yesterday. The Treasury Department has started drawing from the Civil Service Pension Fund to avoid hitting the $8.2 trillion national debt. Do you realize, all of you government employees, the Civil Service Trust Fund will provide the Treasury with $65.3 billion to keep the government from going broke?
No, don't feel bad, though. They've stolen all the money out of the Social Security system. But you know what's even more incredible? Lindsay, if we go back through history, remember 1953, Iran was a democratic country. They had democratically elected a premier named Mossadegh, who nationalized oil. And immediately the CIA was sent in to destabilize them. A Colonel Schwarzkopf, who is the father of General Schwarzkopf, working for the CIA, was handing out money, bribing people, and they overthrew the democratically elected government. We brought the Shah of Iran to power back in 1953, and then in 1979, the CIA destabilized the Iranian government under the Shah and brought the Ayatollah to power, which really didn't make any sense in 1979. I remember when this happened. I said, why would we, destabilize and destroy the government of a friend of America and bring in somebody who hated us? Well, maybe there's a scenario. Maybe there's a grand plan that is coming to fruition in the very near future. We'll be right back here with Lindsay Williams. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Lindsay Williams. Lindsay picks up the story there.
Well, Doctor, you're exactly right. They do have an agenda. How do I know? I heard them talking about it. Let me remind our listening audience again, by the providence of God, I was a Baptist minister, a missionary in the state of Alaska, at the time of the building of the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. I went there as a chaplain, accepted by the oil company, not paid by them, but allowed in the camps. 6 months later, they gave me executive status. And they said, because you helped saving us so much money, we'd like you to sit in our board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor. I'm sure they never thought I would recognize what I was seeing. For 3 years' time, by God's providence, I sat in the board meetings with the most powerful, controlling, manipulative people on the face of the earth. The ones that most people search other people's books and write about because they hear about them. I sat with them. I lived in the dorms with them. I sat across the dinner table from them. That's the reason that you'll find my book so different than all of the others, is because I don't write from reading someone else's materials or hearsay. I write from literally living with these people for 3 years' time. Believe me, there are people on the face of the earth who control the world. They have an agenda. I heard them talking about a 20-year plan for the Arabs, and they have carried it out identically as they said they were going to do it. Now, I have come down to the point of literally shaking in my shoes because of what has happened in the past 60 days. And that's the reason I consider it such a privilege to be on Dr. Stan's program today, to tell you we have an emergency. We have an emergency update of what's happening. We are on the verge of the collapse of the American dollar and the food that is on your dinner table and your ability to drive your automobile. And finally, right now, we are seeing come to fruition everything that you have heard Dr. Stan Monteith talk about on his programs and write about in his newsletters, and it is coming to an head right now. I may sound like I'm excited, but believe me, I have never felt such an urgency to beg the American people to see what's happening and to wake up to the issues as to the fact there are people who control the world. Somebody asked me, just on a program on yesterday, they said, Lindsay, who are these people? Well, you see, I would have never known had I not sat in their board meetings. There is no way I could ever have understood these people had I not rubbed
hold that off right, hold that thought right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Lindsay Williams, and he's simply talking about how he sat in the boardrooms with the people who ran the great oil companies that built the pipeline, to Valdez, Alaska, and from the North Slope to Valdez, and he heard them talking about their long-range plans of how they were going to use the Arabs, and of course, they've used the Arabs for many, many years. We've drained their oil out. Rather than getting the readily available oil of our own, why should we do that when the Arab oil is so cheap? But there is another master plan behind everything going on, and I think this plan has been in place for many years, and that is, of course, eventually to take us into World War III. And it would appear that we are going to be attacking Iran and Syria in the not-too-distant future. And with that, of course, there will be a tremendous counter-reaction. In all probability, why Pakistan will fall, and when Pakistan falls, why that'll mean that the radical Islamic component that is living in that country will control their massive nuclear arsenal and their massive arsenal of intercontinental ballistic missiles. Ladies and gentlemen, think of the implications of this. We have antagonized the entire Islamic world intentionally. This has been the purpose of the pictures we put out about Guantanamo and the Abu Ghraib, and so many of the stories about the murders carried out by our own troops. I mean, they killed an Iraqi general, and the man, I think, got a 3-month suspension of pay. You can't do that and let the whole world know what you're doing. Unintentionally, we're trying to inflame the Islamic world. Well, I really believe that we're in for very, very difficult times. And, of course, even though we are powerful militarily, we are incredibly weak financially. We are spending far more than we're taking in. Our enemies own our debt, and what better way to destroy this nation than economically? Pick up the story there, Lindsay.
Well, Dr. Stan, as a result, I have become so alarmed within the past few days. I mentioned this on your program the other day. I have just produced a 1-hour and 15-minute documentary. I have never done this before. Things that I have never been willing to say before. It is too late to do otherwise. We are producing this in both DVD format and VCR in order to beg people to listen to it, a 1 hour and 15 minute videotape where I give everything from the year 1960. That's correct. Would you like to have a year by year analysis of what has taken place since they chose crude oil as the method of controlling the world up through the days of the Carter administration and Mr. Henry Kissinger when he went to the oil-producing countries of the world, to the financial aspects of this, down to Iran and March the 20th, which is only 11 days away, what the nations that have now jumped out of the saddle, I mean every minute detail, names, dates, places, my experiences as I sat in their board meetings. Let me ask you to please do this for me. Now, Dr. Stan and I can only cover so much material on this program today. I beg of you, would you purchase my four videotape set? Would you please get them? You can get them in either DVD or VCR format. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm doing everything in my power to beg you to know the facts. I would like to give you a copy of four of my books. These are not pamphlets. Over 200-page books. Beautiful color covers. I would like to give you a copy of all four of my books as a gift when you purchase my four videotapes. I would like to give you a fifth videotape. That's right. I'd like to give you a tape that cost over $25. I'd like to give it to you as a gift of an economic hitman whom I interviewed, who after his retirement, he went into hiding, and just before he did, you have never heard such intricate details of the money manipulations and the trusts and the banks. Every detail, there's not a stone left unturned. I'd like to give you that videotape as a gift when you purchase my full videotape set, and I'll give you an audio tape, an hour and 30 minutes long, that tells how you can spare your family when gasoline goes to $7 a gallon. Please dial this number. It's toll free. 800-321-2900. The operator standing by right now. This is an emergency update. You have never seen this videotape before because it was only finished last week. An emergency update, an hour and 15 minutes long. Purchase my four videotape set. I'll give you all four of my books as a gift. Just, oh, please, I beg of you, hear the truth while you still can. The Economic Hitman video as a gift. 800-321-2900, and they'll be glad to give you all of the details.
Well, now, Lindsay, is that the Economic Hitman video? Is that the same one where you chronicle the whole history of what you learned when you were working on the pipeline?
Yes, that is correct.
I hope you send me a copy of that. I'd certainly like to see it.
I plan to send you a complimentary copy, and we'll probably be getting them out on tomorrow. And Dr. Stan, so many people have asked me now in the last week or so since this new videotape came out. They said, Lindsay, okay, we're in trouble. We know we have a financial problem in America. The American dollar is about to collapse. They say, all right, we know that that war with Iran is possibly imminent. Yes, all of these nations have jumped out of the saddle. Now they say, okay, you've scared the daylights out of me. You've told me the facts. Now, what can we do about it? And, Doctor, I have begun just within the past 2 weeks, likewise, because of my background, giving some answers. And so I'd like to do that, if I may, just very briefly right now.
All right, you go right ahead.
Answer.
Go ahead.
The answer is everything worthwhile and lasting in life is spiritual. Everything. And if a person's spiritual foundation is solid, no matter what happens to the dollar, no matter what takes place with Iran and the countries that bail out and say we aren't going to use the dollar, no matter what takes place in this world, if your spiritual foundation is solid in Jesus Christ and you have made that decision to trust Him as your Savior, you will be able to spare it and to survive it. A person said to me the other day, oh, Chaplain Williams, I can't take all this spiritual God stuff you're talking about. They said, I can't believe it if I can't see it. I said, okay, do you love your wife? He said, yes, I sure do. I said, how do you know it? Can you see it? Well, no, I can't. I said, do you love your children? I said, can you see that? No. But I said, how do you know you do then? I said, now, you can't see these things I'm talking about, but everything worthwhile in life is that which is lasting and spiritual. And when that solid foundation is established, you will be able to stand all of the things that we're facing. John chapter 8, verse 32 in the Bible, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, that I know that's dealing with salvation, but that scriptural principle can be applied to every area of life. Truth should never frighten us. What Dr. Stan Monteith says in his newsletters, it should never frighten you. Instead, it should inform you so that you are ready to take whatever comes our way. So, know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now, we're living in times that are very unusual. Daniel chapter 12 and verse 4, the time of the end, men shall run to and fro, and knowledge will be increased. I went the other day to try to get a set of encyclopedias for my son's homeschooling, and they said, we don't haven't even published one since the year 2000. And I said, why not? They said, because everything is on the internet now. You don't have to have an encyclopedia. Not a single encyclopedia published in the world since the year 2000. Why? In perfect fulfillment with what Daniel says, men will, knowledge shall increase. We're living in the last days. A solid foundation, if there's ever a time that it's needed in Jesus Christ, is right now. Establish that foundation, then all the other things will take proper place and won't destroy us.
Well, I certainly concur with that. This is a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. I think we should make all the preparations if they were up to us, and pray as if it's up to God. And the only thing that's really going to get us through the very difficult times that lie ahead will be our personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you really don't have one, you'd like to know more about it, give us a call off the air. We'd be glad to talk to you and perhaps lead you into that personal relationship that will give you, you know, the satisfaction and the security for the very real times, very, very difficult times that lie ahead. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Our guest is Lindsay Williams, and we're talking about the financial crisis that is looming over the United States. The United States is having to borrow several billion dollars every single day just to keep afloat. We are spending last year almost $750 billion more than we took in. Now, what's $1 trillion? Well, it took the United States 200 years from 1789 to 1979 to actually accumulate $1 trillion in debt. Since then, we've got about $8.2 trillion, and that is just the domestic debt, but that has nothing to do with actually what we're committed to pay out in the form of pensions, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and all the other things, which gets up around $73 trillion. And there isn't $73 trillion. In fact, there's only $10.3 trillion, you know, in the M3 at the present time. So you've got seven times that much actually in your commitments, and there's just no money for it. The whole system is going to collapse. They know that in Washington, D.C., and they're looking for a convenient scapegoat. Well, it's obviously Osama bin Laden's fault. Well, he may, whether he's even alive, we don't know. All you know is what you see on the television screen, and every time they want to get the American people rallied behind the administration and get new legislation passed, like the Patriot Act, they'll get some pictures of Osama bin Laden out and flash him up on the television screen, and everybody will quake in terror. And, of course, Osama bin Laden is an old, very ill man, you know, and, of course, there are far more sinister things going on. In fact, a good friend, Paul Williams, who would be with us again, who's written the book Osama's Revenge and the Al-Qaeda Connection, tells me that one of the major international Islamic terrorists is living in Bakersfield. A man has told him, he has the information, he's verified it. The man's told the sheriff they won't do anything about it. They've called the FBI. They're not going to do anything about it. Why would they be doing nothing about a major Islamic terrorist who wanted, you know, on international warrants, living in Bakersfield, California? Or maybe nothing you believe about Islamic terrorism is really true. And maybe this will be a great source of something we can blame when, of course, we get into a war with Iran. And, of course, we inflame the entire 1.25 billion Muslims throughout the world into intense hatred of the United States. And, of course, we begin to get into real problems with the American dollar, because there's no way we can pay off the debts we've incurred, and you have to blame somebody, don't you? What better person than the wicked Osama bin Laden? Well, Lindsay, you know, as you tell people about what's happening financially, and we begin to see our jobs disappearing, we begin to see our factories disappearing, we find out that four of the major corporations that produce automotive parts, Dana, Delphi, and two others, they're all going into bankruptcy. These are multi-billion dollar corporations. And this is just the beginning. Merck is laying off people. Almost every one of our major corporations is downsizing and laying off people. And if people are getting jobs at all, they're lower paying jobs, and our living standards are progressively going down. And of course, we have an artificial control over the economy. As long as we can get cheap goods from China, that's fine. But what happens when the value of their currency goes up as ours falls, and the cost of Chinese goods doubles or triples? What's going to happen to our living standards then, Lindsay?
But, Doctor, there is no need for any of this. There's none whatsoever. You see, the price of gasoline at the gas pump within the next 12 months could be less than $1.50 a gallon if they would only allow the Gull Island oil field, which, by the way, you verified the fact that what's said in my book about this is the truth, because you called the man that I gave you the name of who is working on the North Slope today for BP that was there as an employee of ARCO when I was there. If only that oil field were opened and the oil came, it cost $3 a barrel to get that oil out of the ground at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska. If it were allowed to come to the people of the United States of America, gasoline could be less than $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump within 12 months. The great American dream could be a reality again. But the President of the United States of America, who is an oil man, who knows this, and our Vice President, Mr. Cheney, who likewise knows it, cannot allow that oil to come to the American people, because if they did, then the oil-producing countries of the world would not be obligated to buy our national debt according to the agreement that was made in the days of the Carter administration by Mr. Henry Kissinger, who was our Secretary of State. And as a result, the American dollar would collapse overnight if gasoline was allowed to be $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump tomorrow morning. There should be an impeachment from the President through the Vice President and down through Congress. The American people should be livid today. Now, how do I know this to be true? You see, after my first edition of the Energy Non-Crisis came out, Mr. Ken Fromm, who is a senior executive with Atlantic Richfield, who produced the entire east side of the Prudhoe Bay oil field, called me on the phone one day, and he said, "Lindsay, Atlantic Richfield has just fired me." I said, "Ken, why?" I mean, he was angry. I said, "Why?" He said, "They found out that I was the one who allowed you in that room that day and saw those things." Now, he said, "Lindsay, there are just a few things in your book that are not word perfect, because you're a minister, not an oil patch man." He said, "Would you allow me to rewrite your book for you?" Ken Fromm, the senior executive of Atlantic Richfield, and I sat down for about 30 days, rewrote my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, which is today the new, updated, and enlarged edition, which I'm giving away when you call my 800 number and purchase my four videotapes, over 200 pages long. And in it, he wrote a chapter. The chapter is entitled, "If Gull Island Doesn't Blow Your Mind, This Will." And when the new edition of the book came out, Ken called me back a few months later. He said, "Lindsay, I'm glad I helped you rewrite that book when I did, and put in even the perforations of the pipe. I mean, the depth of the field, the pressure of the field, the parameter of the field, everything. It's the only place on the face of the earth that this information is recorded before it was ordered classified by the United States government. And you'll find it in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis." And when he called me back, he said, "Atlantic Richfield has just hired me back. They've given him an increase of salary. And he said, I'm getting a bigger pension."
And of course, this was to silence him. That's how they were going to keep the information suppressed. And this is what the big corporations do. They simply buy off people who know information, and they silence them. And he hasn't ever been able to come forward again and talk about it, has he?
No, he hasn't. But I still have one man on the oil field, the one you talked to, Doctor, that has ever said, if we can get a congressional investigation started, I'll risk my life to tell the truth.
And he would be risking his life, ladies and gentlemen, because the last thing they want the American people to understand is the skullduggery and the treasonous acts going on in Washington, D.C. The oil crisis is artificial. but everything is aimed at lowering your living standards, impoverishing the American people. And what was once a great and proud Christian nation will rapidly become a third-rate pagan nation. We're on the downward slope unless there's revival in America. Will you join in this crusade to try to awaken the American people? And we'll be back here in just a minute to wrap up our program with Lindsay Williams right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Lindsay Williams. Of course, he's got an amazing story to tell, and we actually did a talk to this gentleman who's working on the North Slope. I won't mention his name because I would be risking not only his job but his life. And this is really what we're up against. There really are powerful people out there who go to any length to conceal the truth, because you're talking about literally billions and billions and billions of dollars in profit. But more than that, behind all of this thing, I'm firmly convinced, are dark and sinister spirits of forces that are intent upon the destruction of America and bringing chaos to the world. So pick up the story, Lindsay. You've got about 2 minutes to wrap up our program.
If you would like to know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey so well puts it, please dial this number, 800-321-2900. I would like to give you copies of all four of my books, over 200 pages each. I would like to give you a fifth videotape entitled Economic Hitman. Purchase my full videotape set. I will give you all of those things. I'm begging for you to learn the truth while we can. 800-321-2900. Now, may I remind you that the terrorist in Saudi Arabia missed by the distance of a football field on Friday, February the 24th of 2006. That's correct. They went in there to destroy one of the major transfer facilities in Saudi Arabia. They missed by the distance of a football field. They said, next time we won't miss. If they had succeeded on the following Monday morning, oil prices would have been $100 a barrel. Gold prices would have been over $1,000 an ounce. Now, you figure it out for yourself. Next time, they may not miss. We are on the verge of what the oil companies and the power brokers of the world want. They want oil $131 a barrel so that they can do what they want to do in controlling. I learned one thing on the North Slope when I sat with the power brokers of the world. The name of the game is control. Not necessarily money. They've got all of it they could ever want. They want control, exactly like Dr. Stan says in his newsletter. Folks, I must put in a plug here. If you don't have Dr. Stan Monteith's newsletter, get it. It's one of the most valuable things you'll ever have around your house. I read it the second it comes in the mail to my home. I beg of you, learn the truth, and Dr. Stan is giving it to you day after day. And Dr. Stan, I just say congratulations. When America is turned around, we're going to pat people like you on the back and say, God bless you, because you are the only hope that really caused this thing to be different than what it is right now.
Bless you, Lindsay, and we're going to have to let you go. But thanks so much. We'll look forward to getting it back again real soon. Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I think Lindsay is absolutely right. We are on the verge of dramatic and catastrophic changes, but it's sort of like it was before the tsunami in Indonesia and Thailand and Sri Lanka. Nobody had any idea what was happening, except a few of the elephants began to, trumpet, and a few of them broke from their chains and started running off towards the mountains because they sensed that the tsunami was about to come. Well, let me just point out that one of the best tools we have to convince people about the spiritual battle that's going on and the fact that there really are secret societies is my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get that for $12.95 by calling 1-800-544-8927, or you can get 64 copies of the book for $149.95 plus shipping. And here in California, you'll have to pay the sales tax because we want to do another printing. Actually, we've had most of the books bought out for us, and so we want to get them back in print, large numbers of them. And so we're making the offer once again. It's a limited offer. We're only going to sell 40 cases at $149.95 each. So if you'd like to buy a case of Brotherhood of Darkness, and then you could afford to sell them, in fact, for a few dollars or give them away. I actually had a fellow who told me he put them on Amazon.com before, and he sold off almost the whole case within just a couple of days when he bought a case some years ago, a year and a half ago. So if you would like to actually buy a case or a couple of cases of Brotherhood of Darkness, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then you can lend the book out, you can give the book away, but it will begin to introduce people to the fact that there really are secret societies. There really are people who worship Lucifer. We simply quote from their publications, from The Secret Destiny, written by Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, and from Morals and Dogma, written by Albert Pike, who codified Scottish Rite Masonry, and certainly from the gentleman at the Manly P. Hall, who formed the Philosophical Research Society, and when he died, he was said to be, by the Scottish Rite magazine, often said to be Masonry's greatest philosopher. Understand what this is really all about. And it's not simply Masonry. There are all sorts of secret societies out there. And we have the Rosicrucians and the Theosophists, and we have Skull and Bones. And both of our political candidates at the last presidential election just happened to come from that same secret society. What do you think the chances are of that happening just by accident? And every Secretary of State comes from the Council on Foreign Relations, which originated as a front organization for a secret society created by Cecil Rhodes. It's all in the book, and we'll take you to the original material, much of which we have, and many of the books, although you can't get them today, we have them, and we'll provide you with the documentation you want. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our new talk on World Revolution, where you'll actually see the interview I did with Ambassador Smith back in 1980. Ambassador Smith was the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959, and he will tell you how the United States State Department intentionally brought Fidel Castro to power, knowing full well he was a communist, one of the finest enemies American foreign policy has ever created. And that's why Janet Reno sent a SWAT team, a 125-man SWAT team, to Miami to kidnap little Elian Gonzalez a few years ago, sent him back to Cuba to build up Fidel Castro's prestige throughout the world. Why would Bill Clinton and Janet Reno want to build up Fidel Castro's prestige? Because he was created by the Council on Foreign Relations, the elite, and Bill Clinton was part of it. And then, of course, why is it that when people are trying to escape from Cuba and they get within sight of American shores, and they get on shore, they can stay here, but they're picked up by the Coast Guard, American Coast Guard, and taken back to Cuba where they're imprisoned? Why do we do that sort of thing? Understand nothing as it appears to be. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, the video, The World Revolution. You'll also want to get The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. I'm in that. And tell you about the two forces in America. One, the Christian. The other, the occult. The secret societies. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.